But very shortly, we're going to catch up with Hugh and Cry. Now, remember this one, Labour of Love.
You said that you were caught about 7 years ago. Now you said that you were so tough. And I loved it, ooh. Loved you for putting me down in a totally new way. Down with the bad old sad old days. Get away now. But now, too much pain for too little gain. And I feel like I'm gonna fight back. You no more. Ain't gonna worry for you no more. Ha, easy. I know like I said it never was gonna be easy, but not this hard. You're so cold, so cold. The romance goes from the top. I says break. My mistake was to love you a little too much. I'm gonna withdraw my labor. Love. Gonna strike. You no more, ain't gonna work for you no more. I can't stand it, I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it, and away, yeah. I can't stand it, I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it, and away, I want you. Don't need your tricks and treats. Don't need your ministration, your bad determination. Had enough of you. Baby, I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. And away, yeah. I can't stand it. I don't want it. I don't need your pseudo satisfaction, baby. Withdraw my labor.
Ah yes, Hue and Cry and Labour of Love, that had many's a dance floor filled, and I was grateful for being able to dig that out of the DJ box on more than one night. And then they surprised everybody with a cracking wee ballad, yeah? Looking for Linda.
I was not looking for Linda, but Linda found me hiding away on the slow train. This one for Paisley, all you got to help me. She used to work there a long time ago. She spent £35 in one pack of ciggies, running an errand for him indoors. Then she kept running straight down to Leeds Central, took him to city.
Stop looking.
Yeah, Hue and Cry and Looking for Linda. Before that, Labour of Love. And the boys are joining us now down the line. Hue and Cry, how you doing, lads?
Johnny Hero.
Oh, yes. Hero. Oh, yes. Are you annoyed sometimes when people say, ah, Hue and Cry, and sort of name drop those two singles and forget about the rest kind of thing?
No, because you need an awful long show to play all the rest, Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
But those two songs kind of pretty much, they encompass what we do. I mean, that's a nice pop song. Looking for Linda's a folk pop song, as we like to call it. And yeah. Labour Love's a kind of raucous, gregarious, funk dance song. So, yep, that's the kind
good,
of
I was looking for a label to try and put on it. I'm just going to copy what you said there. That's good. But, I mean, you had about a dozen odd hit singles.
Yeah.
Some of them hovered around the bit where you become a massive hit and where you're a hit, you know. In those days, would you have been constantly looking at the charts and ringing the record label and saying, how many do we sell today? That kind of thing.
No. Record label would be doing that. Their pluggers would be doing that. But we can concern ourselves with writing songs and trying to perform as well as we can.
Yeah, musicians huddle in amongst other musicians to protect themselves against all that kind of information, you know, and that's why you go on the road, and that's why you always want to get back into the studio, because the place you can control is the studio or the stage, you know. It's not what happens in the marketplace. But it's quite different now, though, with all the new technology. You're constantly in touch with what everybody's buying, what everybody likes.
Yeah, you can know instantly what's going on everywhere, yeah, I suppose. And of course, you had a handful of hit albums as well that a lot of people would forget about.
That's
well,
right, yeah.
If you and go to...
Were they more important to you? So getting people to appreciate sort of the broader body of work? Are they by the albums at least?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the website, hueandcry.co.uk, click on the music
good,
club.
Good plug, by the way. Yeah.
Well, you know, click on the album. Just saying, they click on the music. There's 18 albums that are laid out in front of you, and you can click on any album and listen to them. You can listen to all our music on our website, and what you get the idea is... You know, how, as you say, the different types of albums that we've made. We've been on a musical journey. We've been through jazz, we've been through, like, alt folk, we've been through straight pop, we've been through funk. You know, we just like lots of types of music.
Yeah, the new album is very funky.
Intended to be. Glad you think so.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't dance. I'm notorious as being the worst dancer in the universe.
But so even, am I, by the way. We're at one there, Johnny.
Well, then you've got a brass neck. Writing dance tunes for people, you know.
Well, an education program. My daughters are going to put me through an intensive course, you know.
No, but it's brilliant. I have to ask you. I mean, and I don't want you to get offended. Who's the drummer?
Drummer's his name's Paul Mills, and he's from New Haven in upstate New York in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's
used to play with the Average White Band, and
yes,
amongst
Chaka
others.
Chaka Khan.
That would explain a lot then. Yeah, but I mean, it's great stuff. And what I like about the album, okay, you may be dancing, and if you're at my age and you're dancing, you need a rest. And then there's a song comes along to give you a bit of a break.
Yes, that's right. Well, I think the thing is, there's two, three ballady type records, tracks on the record, which you have to have. I mean, the thing about it, we tossed between this was going to be a hard funk record and a soft ballad record, and Gregory won the toss. So it's mostly that's what it is, but there's a few beautiful ballads. A ballad called Fail You Better, which is one of the loveliest things we've ever written. There's a kind of an anti-war song called I Can Have It All, which is again one of the best sort of anti-war songs we've written, and believe me, we've been trying over the last 25 years.
Yeah.
So we like the record, but it's a very much in that kind of groove area. So people who loved, you know, Seduced and Abandoned or Remote back in the day will love this record.
Yeah, it's very, very similar, but I mean, I just there's a great feel to the album.
Yeah, we're quite good at what we do these days, Johnny.
Oh, well, listen,
I
was pleasantly surprised,
you know.
Because there aren't many acts who have been going for as long as you have who can still, if you like, cut the mustard.
Well, we think we can.
You know, we've still got enthusiasm for it, and we still love what we do.
I love it, even on what I would call the slow songs. You can't resist it, because a minute or 2 minutes in, then it'll kick up kick up a gear anyway, you know. But it's good stuff. I'm not sure about the image of the abandoned car.
Why do you like that?
I don't know. I mean, what is it? You know, okay, the album's called Hot Wire.
Yeah,
but,
there we are. So abandoned car. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but you know, you could have showed a Ferrari at full tilt, and it might have been, you know, sending a different message.
Dear.
But the abandoned car with the overgrown weeds and all, and it suggests this journey's over.
No, you know? No. What it suggests is that in hard times we are full of ingenuity about starting things up again. That would be my story about it.
Yeah. You always were highly politicised. You don't have any shortage of material to write about with recent events internationally.
No, well, that's the point. I mean, Gregory said, let's make a funk record, and then he said that in late 2008, and then look what happened, you know. So you had sort of 2 years of kind of constant inspiration. So we finished writing the record about the middle of 2009. I thought, as soon as we did it, we thought, oh my God, I wonder whether this is going to be out of date.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately. You bring a lead single called Duty to the Debtor, and it's about as relevant now as it would have been 3 or 4 years ago. So, you know, so, but, you know, to write, you know, the funk, to get funk records that we love, I've always had a lot of politics about them. I mean, you think about Sly Stones, there's a riot going on, or you think about Prince's Sign of the Times, you know. You know, funk is actually a great way to kind of shout and bawl about the way that things are, about the,
yeah, I suppose
the times
the thing
are,
is,
know?
People get the immediate attraction. I like the sound of that, I like the tune, I can dance to that. But then once they listen to it, I mean, there's a message there as well to be found, you know.
Yeah, we've always worked that way. Yeah. We've always worked
that way. Still too fight? Do you fight as much?
Gregory, do we fight as much? Gregory?
No.
No?
He's my brother, I love him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, no, don't get me wrong, because I've my two brothers as well, and we were famous for fighting at football games when we played on the same team.
Are you not? You one of the fighting hero brothers, Johnny? Well, no, at last,
we have heard about you from way over the water.
But I know what it's like. I mean, it's okay. You can have a row with your brother and everything else, and the biggest mistake anyone else can make is try and butt in. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Because then three brothers turn on that poor benighted fellow, and then they're fragments. They're turned into fragments. Exactly.
Yeah. To a few roadies of ours in the past, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brian.
Yeah, you don't divide and rule the brothers, you know.
We know you've aged. Have you matured?
Oh, absolutely.
We have matured.
Of course, we've matured. Well, you know, we've been saying this all day, you know, that we love this 10,000 hours theory. Have you heard of the 10,000 hours theory?
No, what's that?
Well, it was trying to explain why it is that people get good at stuff, and sometimes it's not natural genius, sometimes it's just doing it over quite a long period of time, you know. Yeah. So they talk about the Beatles, when the Beatles sort of burst onto the scene, it's like, how can these guys be so good from almost nowhere? Well, they've been spending 10 years in Hamburg.
That's
clubs,
right.
You know, playing away. So we sort of figured out that we've done our 10,000 hours. So we must be not bad at what we're doing, even if nobody likes it.
Oh, no. Do you know, I think that comes,
we think we're quite good at what
we're doing. I think that comes from a Ryan Giggs quote, you know.
Yeah, it might well be.
He's got a quote on one of the walls in Old Trafford, something like, I've spent 10,000 hours practicing with my left foot, whatever it was, you know.
Yeah.
So I think
you know, the whole idea of you know, people sort of saying, oh, you're still doing it after 25 years, 30 years. Well, actually, if this theory holds true, this is exactly the right time to be making music, because now you might finally be able to line up what you want to get out of your system with the skills to get it out of your system, you know, to be able to articulate yourself. So
yeah, well, you've served your apprenticeship, then, you know,
to say the very least. And we know how important apprenticeships are in Belfast shipyards and all the rest of it, you know. So an apprenticeship is exactly what we've served. So that's where we are.
Well, the album, again, highly recommend. Seriously, I was listening to it today again. It was one of those, I listened to it a couple of days ago and then left it. And today, just before the show, we gave it another run through. And it's what they used to, remember the old grey whistle test? They used to call that.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself, second time around, remembering, oh yes, this is where this song goes, you know. So
good.
I suppose that's what it's supposed to do.
It's supposed to live with you. And we pour a lot into it. There's a lot of details, a lot of layers in a Hue and Cry record. There always has been. There always will be. So hopefully it repays repeat listening, because we'll put a lot into it.
By the way, my favourite track is Carlos Takes the Fall.
Good man.
Love that.
Good man. There's a city official, Armani Dunclean, who's been taking the kickbacks for as long as he's been.
Oh, yes.
That's one of my favourites as well.
No, it is. But boys, good to see you back again. The album is terrific. I can recommend it to everybody listening. So please, that's Hue and Cry, Hot Wire. Any gigs coming up?
We are working with some promotions people to make sure that we have some gigs in Belfast really soon. So just keep your eye out for go to hueandcry.co.uk. That's where you'll find all the information. But we love playing Belfast. We have some of our greatest gigs there. So we're working hard.
Oh yes,
they
still talk here about the last time you did the Empire. So
well, we want to be back. So by the end of the year, we'll figure out something.
Okay, listen, Gregory, Patrick, thank you very much, boys. Thank you.
Thanks,
Johnny.
Johnny.
Thanks now.
Bye. Beauty told the driver, take her to the levee to find her.